Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Williams, this is Scott Spears along with you on a getaway Friday night, Friday the 13th, 2020, November the 13th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Angie Evers for another big Friday night show. Angie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Are you excited? Tomorrow is the Clarendon United Methodist Church Holiday Bazaar, 43rd Annual Holiday Bazaar, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the church.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that many of times.
Well, tell us about it. I've never been.
Oh, well, they have lots of crafts, like people make stuff and goodies, like sweet stuff. And I seen they were making noodles this year. I don't remember doing that in the past. They may have.
Is that like homemade noodles?
Yes. Homemade noodles.
See, I'm not a fan of beef and noodles. Now, chicken noodle soup, I have not had chicken noodle soup in a long time. And on these cold days, sometimes I think I'd like some chicken noodle soup and saltine crackers.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
It's chilly weather also.
I don't have any at my house.
No?
No.
No chicken noodles?
No chicken and noodles.
No. That's a bummer.
Yeah. I've got coney sauce for hot dogs.
Yeah. Huh. Do you make chili?
You know, I have not had chili in a long time, and I would really like some chili.
Oh, I make chili.
Now, do you put beans in your chili?
Yes.
See, I'm not a big fan of the chili beans.
Well, I don't really eat a whole lot of the beans. I usually pick around them and just eat the meat.
See, I figure just leave the beans out.
Yeah, well, my daughter likes the beans, and, you know, my mom will eat them, so... Because I usually take some over to her when I make chili.
Now, if you would bring me a bowl of chili, would you pick the beans out?
I would do that for you.
Well, how nice of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't had chili in a long time. I haven't had pork chops in a long time.
Well, I made chicken noodles this week.
Did you?
I did.
How were they?
They were good. My mom and my sister ate some.
Now, how do you make them?
Well, I cooked the chicken in the crock pot, and then I shredded it, and then boiled noodles, and then mixed it all together.
That's good of you.
Yep.
Now, where did you learn how to cook?
Basically myself.
Oh, you were self-taught.
Basically.
Now, when did you have to start developing this?
Well, when I became... when I lived out on my own.
You wanted to eat?
Yes, I wanted to eat. So I moved out when I was 18. So
you weren't somebody who could just use the microwave?
No.
Now, what are your favorite things to cook?
Oh, my favorite things. Well, one of my favorite things is tater tot casserole. Have you ever had that?
I have not had that.
Okay. Brandon loves that. Natalie, not so much. And then, well, a lot of times I would make tater tot casserole, like for family events and birthdays. And was always Brandon's favorite thing to eat for his birthday. So I would always fix tater tot casserole.
Now, what's in that?
All it is like a hamburger and cream of chicken. Cheese, butter, I put salt and pepper, and then you put tater tots on top, and then I'll put cheese on top, and then put it in the oven.
Well, it sounds good.
It is good.
A lot of people like the tater tots.
Yeah. And I like chicken noodle casserole. Have you ever had that?
No, I don't think I would like that.
You don't think you would like that?
What's in that?
Well, it's basically just chicken noodles. I always add butter and then like cream of chicken. And then I put cornflakes on the top and then melt butter over the cornflakes and then put it in the oven.
Somebody was telling me the other day they were using cornflakes for something. It was a weird thing, but part of a meal. Maybe it was meatloaf.
Oh, maybe as a filler. Maybe yeah. They crumble it. Because you know in meatloaf, like you would crumble crackers. Maybe they crumble cornflakes.
Now, does that sound right to you? Is that a good idea?
Well, I suppose it would work. I've never tried it.
I don't know. See, I don't have any cornflakes at my house.
Oh, I have a whole box of cornflakes.
I have a box of cornflakes, but it's probably like 5 years old.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be putting that in the meatloaf. But of course, I don't cook a lot of meatloaf.
Yeah.
No. I kind of stick with the sloppy joe and the salads. And
how do you fix meatloaf?
Carefully.
Carefully?
Carefully.
Or is it secret?
Well, no, you take the meatloaf and you put usually breadcrumbs inside, and you congeal it all together with ketchup and onions and sometimes a green pepper.
Okay. I just use a McCormick mix.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You don't scratch it up.
No, but I do like to put, I'll mix ketchup and brown sugar together and then put that on the top.
Now, what's with you and brown sugar? Do you use a lot of brown sugar in your cooking escapades?
Well, no, but you can put it in, like, sloppy joes. I always put it in my meatloaf. Well, like, when I mix it with the ketchup. It makes it taste sweet, I guess. I like that.
Now, there is something you're supposed to use brown sugar for, like at holiday time. And I can't think of what it
Lots
is.
Lots of baking?
Yeah, but there are certain items. Like, what would brown sugar be a necessity for?
Cookies.
Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Like chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, I don't know if brown sugar's in my chocolate chip cookies. There's a secret ingredient in my chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, what is that?
That makes them really good. I can't tell you.
Pudding.
It's a secret.
Pudding.
No.
I know some people put pudding in there.
Yeah, it might be pudding.
Is it pudding?
Maybe.
Now, some people do that. Now, I don't know what pudding does.
It makes them really soft.
Is that what it does?
Yeah.
I don't know where I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I make really good chocolate chip cookies. That is one good thing I make. I'll make snickerdoodles too. Tim likes snickerdoodles. So usually if I ever make snickerdoodles, he gets some too.
Do you ever make springerlies?
No. I don't know what those are.
Oh, they're an anise cookie.
Oh, no. My dad would eat those.
Oh, yes. He liked those.
Not me, though.
I think anise tastes like soap.
Soap? I just think it tastes like black licorice. I don't like black licorice.
But see, those anise things, they that's what a fruitcake tastes like to me. And we're getting close to fruitcake season. I'm getting a little nervous.
Do you want me to make you a fruitcake?
Oh, no.
No?
Now, how would you make it?
I have no idea.
But don't make it like they make it in the stores. Because those fruitcakes are awful.
Have you ever had a fruit pizza?
I don't think so. What's in a fruit pizza?
Fruit pizzas are good. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, what's a fruit pizza?
Like, it's a cookie. Like, say you could roll out a sugar cookie and then put, like, I'm not sure what they put, like an icing type thing down. I'm not sure what they use. And then, you can put all kinds of fruit on it, and they call it a fruit pizza.
So really not a pizza at all?
No.
No.
It's just a dessert.
A dessert. Now, Thanksgiving is upon us here. Like a week and a half. Now, I hear this is going to be a super spreader event.
I'm sure it will be.
I wasn't aware of this, but
I don't doubt it one bit.
Well, I don't know how you prevent that.
By not having Thanksgiving.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Just I don't know.
If I didn't have Thanksgiving, what would I do that day?
Be bored. Put your Christmas tree up early.
Sit at home and watch television?
Right. Are they still playing football on Thanksgiving?
I'm not much of a football watcher.
Thanksgiving's a big football day.
I'm not a football person. Baseball.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're playing baseball at Thanksgiving.
I could watch Christmas movies.
Right. I'd say you'd have all day to put up your Christmas trees.
Sometimes I think I need all day. I have three of them.
Yeah. Why do you have three?
I've accumulated.
So just because you have them, you use all of them?
I think that's right. Yeah. I like to really Christmas it up.
But you have the green trees, right?
I do.
I have a white tree.
See, I'm not sure about the white tree. Now, the white tree with colored lights, I think, looks okay.
Yeah, I have colored lights.
But when they start putting the white tree and the white lights, that doesn't look right to me.
Yeah. I like the colored, I always said because of the kids. I mean, I think I've had the white tree with white lights before if I was making my tree, look fancy.
You know what I was watching today? This was bad during a COVID crisis, but I was watching a show on home remedies, and some of those old home remedies are interesting. But what I didn't understand, because it was always about having a fever, mm-hmm. which apparently you have in the COVID, but for some reason when your fever breaks, you sweat.
Right.
Why is that?
I have no idea.
Like, all these home remedies had to do with, sweating out.
But you always break your fever. That's how you know you broke your fever, when you sweat like that.
Yeah, but what I didn't understand was, why does the fever make you feel bad? Because when you start to sweat like that, you start to feel better. Is that the toxins leaving your body?
Maybe. Could be.
I couldn't figure it out. All I know is they were doing things like putting oatmeal in your socks and all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh, well, you know what I've always done, like I did with my kids. I would get out the Vicks vapor rub.
Right.
And put it on their feet.
Put it on their feet.
And put the white cotton socks on.
And that makes you sweat out a fever?
No, but it helps the cough.
It helps the cough?
Yeah.
Your cough's not in your feet.
Yeah, but it absorbs through your feet and comes up through your whole body.
Now, normally I wouldn't do this, but there is going to be free COVID testing tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Center Street Clinic. Freebie, right over here.
Right.
Okay, now here's, I'm looking at the symptoms of this. Now, fever and chills. Now, I know what that is. Mm-hmm. You know, I've only had the chills once in my life.
You are very fortunate.
But I don't think I had the COVID.
Probably because it wasn't around.
Right, this was 2 years ago. Okay. So if I got the chills today, I would think I had that thing I had 2 years ago and not the COVID.
But no, today you would think you would have the COVID.
Well, what is chills? Why does that happen? I only ever had it happen once.
Well, you probably do it because you have a fever. You get the chills, the body aches.
Why do you get the chills with a fever?
I don't know.
See, I don't know what chills are.
Oh, you would know.
No, I've had them.
You get chills.
Yeah, I mean, you start to get cold and you can't get warm.
Right.
But I don't know what causes that.
I don't know, just something when you get sick.
So we got chills and a fever, and we've got a cough. Now, this is what you hear about the COVID most often, the cough. What if you don't have a cough?
I would say probably most people do develop a cough, unless you're asymptomatic.
So what if you've got the chills and no cough?
Well, you could go tomorrow and get tested.
Well, I'm not worried for myself here at this point, because I don't think I have either. I think I'd notice if I had the chill. When you have the chills, you can't hide that.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything.
Oh, no, you just lay.
Right.
Oh, that was a bad. I think that's one of the few days I ever missed coming in here.
Have you not ever had strep throat?
Not really. I think in the 7 years of doing this, I think I missed one day, and it was because of the chills.
Wow. You are very fortunate.
Yeah. Well, it because it happened the night before, and I just, I got these chills, and it wasn't going away as I was going to bed, and I thought, I just cannot get up and do a show tomorrow.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
You know, oddly enough, your dad was on that day. So I emailed him that morning, and I said, listen, I'm not coming in, but he always had a key. So I said, if you have any problems, call me, and then I'm going to set up to play a repeat of my show. But he was in, and he told people that I wouldn't be on, and so that's what happened.
Well, good.
That was about 2 years ago, but boy, it was right over, it was like the week between Christmas and New Year's, but it went very quickly. Like, I knew I was getting sick that day I was on the radio, and that night is when the chills kicked in.
Yeah.
I didn't come in the next day, but I was back the following day. I felt better.
Yeah. You have a good immune system.
Well, I think rest helps.
Rest does help. Some people just have better immune systems than others. Mine, not so good.
Like the last time I had a stomach issue, you know where...
Yeah.
Without getting graphic here.
Mm-hmm.
I was so shocked by it because I got really, really sick. Like in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like four or five times during the day. And then it was like midnight. And I did it one last time. And, you know, the last time's the worst. Because there's nothing left in you. So you're laying on the bathroom floor about half dead. You're just looking up. Take me now. Take me now. I don't want to do this anymore. I've had enough. I'm checking out. And then I crawled back to the couch. And I remember I could not go to sleep. And I was just laying there watching this show. And progressively, as like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. went, I could tell I was feeling better because I wasn't getting nauseous anymore. And then I finally fell asleep like at 3 or 4 in the morning. And when I woke up the next day at like 11, I was fine. I was fine.
Wow.
Back on regular food. Everything was good. And that could have been food poisoning. I don't know what that was. I don't know. But I know that day, horrendous.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of bugs and viruses going around. I mean, even right now, like, I know we've checked people. Right now, they're doing, when you get tested for the COVID in Marion, they would automatically do, well, through Ohio Health, they're doing influenza testing also. So you're getting checked for the flu and COVID.
Now, you also have, these are just a few, we've just did cough and chills, but you also can get muscle aches.
Oh, yeah.
But I've heard these are like 10 times worse. Everybody's had the flu, and we all know what muscle aches are, but this is like 10 times worse, right?
That's what people say.
Because if it's just like the flu, I wouldn't think you would.
I mean, I've had some people say that it's horrible, the worst thing ever, and then other people will be like I had somebody tell me they had diarrhea for 3 days and they had a cough and that was all they had. They didn't have a fever, nothing. A lot of people don't have fevers with it, which I think like taking temperatures at the entrance of places doesn't really.
Well, yeah, how would that help if people don't have a fever?
Because a lot of people don't have fevers with it. I mean, some people would eventually develop a fever with it, but I mean.
Now, shortness of breath. Now, we've heard about this because it is a lung issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Headache. Loss of taste and smell.
That is a common one. Almost everybody says that I've heard that has had it lose their sense of taste and smell.
Now, why is that?
Just the virus.
And tiredness.
Fatigue.
Well, I could have had this for several years. See, I think these symptoms are kind of oblique. Maybe that's the problem.
They're
flu.
Right. You could be anything.
See, this is what I don't understand. How do you know if you have the flu or if you have the COVID?
Well, you don't. Which is nice because Ohio Health is checking you for both right now. Like if you have the test, when you go through the tent, they're testing both.
But you can't really fix either, right?
Nope, they're both viral.
You just got to relax.
Yep, you just got to let them ride out.
What's the best way to treat a viral illness?
Probably rest.
Rest does it.
Rest. I mean, there's really nothing you can do. I mean, you can treat your symptoms, like with a cough. You can get cough syrup or, you know, Tylenol, ibuprofen. Well, people say not to take ibuprofen with COVID, but I don't know.
So the only fear with COVID is if you can't breathe.
Right.
Other than that,
if you can't breathe, then you're in trouble. You better go to the hospital.
But if you're not gasping for air, then really you just
need to stay home
and relax
and do your quarantine.
Does it take 2 weeks to get rid of? Because I don't think it takes me 2 weeks to get rid of the flu.
Well, I mean, that's what they say. 2 weeks. I don't know. They quarantine people. I don't understand this whole quarantine thing because it seems like people who have COVID are getting less quarantined than people who have been exposed. Say, like, if you have a... Say, like, if me and you lived in the same house and you got COVID and I didn't, you would have to quarantine, say, for, like, 9 days, and then I'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Now, why is that?
I don't know, because I could develop symptoms within, like, 2 weeks. Like, it could take up to 2 weeks for me to develop symptoms. I don't know. It's crazy.
But you can get it more than once.
As far as I know, I've seen people... I mean, I haven't seen anybody personally, but I have heard of people getting it more than once.
Because, like, you can't get the same flu twice. That's what I always heard.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I thought if you had the flu... Like in a given flu season, you can't get that flu again. You can get another strain.
Right.
But you can't get that same flu because your body builds up...
immunity.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, your body should build up immunity because there's like influenza A, influenza B. Sometimes people will have influenza A and B and those people are really sick.
You would think that with all of us wearing masks, it wouldn't be such a bad flu season.
Let's hope not. If people wear their masks.
Well, they're supposed to now. Now we're going to fine businesses.
Yeah.
Although I'm not really sure how that works.
I know a lot of businesses that don't wear masks.
And what do you think the reasoning is?
They're just lax. A lot of them are younger people that work in them. And they don't care. They just think it's... silly, you know.
Well, you know, I don't know. This week I found out for the first time somebody I knew who actually had it.
Yeah.
So that had not really happened.
Mm-hmm. I know quite a few.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is somebody within my, like, not somebody that I see a whole lot, mm-hmm. but somebody who I certainly know.
Right.
And I'll tell you, it was somebody who claimed it was not real mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story of the lady who called in the other day?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Her brother didn't believe in it in the beginning and then passed away with it.
Yeah, that's yeah. very Horrible. Sad. Yeah.
But that's what we're dealing with here.
But there's a lot of those stories. I mean, just think how many people have died. What's the number? I mean, even in Ohio, it's climbing, but... The U.S., what was it, over 220,000?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's an outrageous number.
So there's a lot of those stories.
You think about that, over 220,000 people who didn't have to die.
Yeah.
If something could have been done.
Yeah, that's a sad day.
That's a quarter of a million people.
Yeah, a lot.
But... You know, what can you do at this point? We're just driving right through it. And now heading into another super spreader event.
Right. We got... It's going to be bad for a while. I'm hoping they get a vaccine soon.
You know, it'll be interesting to look back at this time, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely living history.
So, are you going to get a vaccine when they come out, when it comes out?
Well, probably, sure.
Like, you would trust them, even though, like, they haven't, like, experimented a whole lot with the vaccines?
Like, they could kill me? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm just curious.
Should I not get it? Might they do me in?
No, I would probably get it. Do you remember when we all, like, what was it, the bird flu or something? I don't know. They made everybody get all these immunizations. And did you get one then?
No, I don't think I got a bird flu, no.
What was that? I can't remember. It was years ago. Like, my daughter, she was tiny. She was probably only, like, 3, if that. I can't remember. 2, 3. She was just tiny. Some type of flu was going around, and I can remember going to a big gym where they were doing all these immunizations for this flu. What was that?
I don't recall that. Was I around? I might not have been born yet.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you were not born yet.
Because I don't recall that.
But what was that? Why don't I remember? Anybody remember?
Was that like H1N1?
Maybe H1N1. How long ago was that?
8 or 9 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. I'd say that'd probably be about right. I know Nally was little.
I know when I was teaching, they had to give me a new vaccine that I had not had before. I can't remember what it was, though.
For teaching?
Yeah. To go into the classroom.
I wonder what it would have been.
I don't know. Maybe it was a hepatitis or
probably
something.
Probably a hep A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what that is. How you get hepatitis A.
How do you get it?
So you could get it from, like, say if somebody has, like, a bowel movement, they don't wash their hands, and they have it, and then they go prepare your food, and then you could eat it, and then you could get it, and that's, like...
That sounds exciting.
Fecal to oral. That's like what it is.
So what is hepatitis?
Hepatitis affects your liver.
Oh, we don't need that.
No. No.
Alcohol affects your liver?
Cirrhosis. Yep. Definitely.
You can't live without a liver.
Nope. It's your toxin remover.
But you can live without a kidney, right?
Right, because you got two, unless you only got one.
Now, how do you only get one?
Congenital, like, birth defect. Like, I know people that only have one kidney.
Do they check that?
Well, say, like, yeah, if you have a test, say you go in for an ultrasound, like, for some reason, and they do, like, of your abdomen or something, and they check your kidneys. Oh, you only have one kidney. That's normally how people would find out, like, if you had an exam of some sort. Like,
is that common?
Probably more common than you would think. I know several people that only have one kidney.
Wonder how many kidneys I have.
Probably 3.
You think 3?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I've never had that checked out.
You should probably just have 2.
So if one stops working, what do I do?
Well, your other one will work.
Just kick in?
Well, yeah.
So do you constantly use both of them?
I don't know. I would imagine. Because, like, I've had kidney problems.
Why didn't you start using the other kidney?
Well, because they were both problems.
So you got double kidney issues.
Yeah.
Do you want one of my kidneys if I have 2?
I may need one eventually.
I'll give it to you.
So I don't have to go on dialysis.
You can have my kidney.
Okay. Do you know what blood type you are?
Not really.
Oh.
What blood type are you?
O positive.
Now that's rare, right?
No.
That's common.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably that.
You think?
Well, I might be. I don't know why I'd be abnormal.
Have you ever donated blood?
No.
No?
No. I used to work at the Red Cross blood drives, and that did not look pleasant to me.
What did you do there?
I would run the front desk, or I would run the canteen.
Oh, like you volunteered?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I'd have drawn your blood.
Oh, no. No, I used to catch those people as they were coming over. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to give them cookies and punch and try to revive them.
I remember when they did the blood drive when I was in high school, I couldn't even walk in the gym. Like, it made me so sick to my stomach, I thought I was going to pass out. I have not donated blood either, but I actually never weighed enough until I became probably 30.
Now, how much do you have to weigh?
I don't know. Probably, like, I don't know what the weight limit is now. I mean, it used to be, like, I don't know, 105, 110 or something. I don't know.
See, I just don't...
Maybe 105. I don't know.
I just don't know, because why is it so much more awful to give blood than have a blood test?
Well, I mean, if you're donating blood, it's a lot more.
So is that why people get ill?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it's a lot compared to... Like, when you go to have blood work done, they don't have to take very much. I mean, you know, it's like 5 tubes or something, and you'll be like, oh, that's a lot of blood. It's not a lot of blood at all.
Now, how much blood is in the human body?
What, the average of, like, 5 liters, right?
That's all?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, your body's always, like, making it. So, I mean, even if you have blood taken... Your body will just make it right back up.
So where does the old blood go?
The old blood?
Like, if your body's always making blood, and your body can only hold 5 liters.
I'm sure it just recirculates.
Oh, so the same blood I was born with is still in there somewhere.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I don't know.
These are good medical questions.
Never thought about that. But yeah, I would imagine you got the same blood in there.
Unless you spill it.
Yeah.
Then you have to be pumped in with new blood.
Right.
I wonder how the hospitals are doing with blood right now.
I don't know, but, I mean, if you can donate blood, I would definitely donate blood. I had somebody tell me, though, that they weren't doing blood drives like they were, just because of COVID.
Boy, this has changed the world.
Yeah. So, because I'm like, oh, well, what are they do, like, if you need blood? But I think if I were to go in to have, like, a big surgery or something, I'd donate my own blood. Like, if I was having a big surgery. That way you don't get somebody else's blood. You can have your own blood.
But they test blood now pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
There was a time when you could get somebody else's blood and it'd have something
and
in it.
And people got, like, hepatitis, I mean, HIV. That has happened.
But they keep an eye on that now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like the old days.
Oh, no. But they I mean, they say, like, to get screened, though, if you had, like, a blood transfusion, like, before the, you know, 1980 or something, you know, you should get checked for, like, hepatitis.
So, really, the best defense against any viral infection is rest.
I'd say rest, fluids.
What is the best fluid? I mean, a lot of people do Gatorade.
Ugh, I don't like Gatorade.
So what's a good fluid?
Well, I would drink water, or I like vitamin water. I would drink that.
What about orange juice? You always hear a lot about orange juice.
Yeah, I like orange juice.
Tea.
Tea is probably okay. I'm trying to think. Wonton soup from House Hunan.
Wonton soup.
That solves everything.
Is that a viral killer?
Well, sure.
What kind of food do you need to eat with a viral illness? Is it feed a fever, starve a cold, or starve a cold, feed a fever?
No, it's starve a fever, feed a cold.
Now, why? Why starve a fever?
I don't know. That's just what they say.
So don't eat if you have a fever.
Right. I would say fluids.
You know something that's interesting on this COVID list? Not sore throat.
Oh, they must have forgot that one, because sore throat is a big one.
Oh, it is a big one.
Yeah.
So they just left that off the paperwork.
They probably forgot it. Yeah.
Is there anything that's not a sign of COVID?
No. It's all signs of COVID. Every symptom.
So if you just have a headache, you can have COVID.
Right.
See, but this is the question. Then how do you know?
You don't, unless you go get tested.
But yet you could be deathly ill, too, and not have it.
But really, you don't need to go get tested. If you're sick, you stay home and do your quarantine. You don't have to go get tested. Just do your quarantine.
Now,
and then you don't have to worry about getting other people sick if you just stay home.
It doesn't say nausea.
They must have left that off also. Because that's on my list, my screening list that I have to ask people at work.
Nausea.
Mm-hmm. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea.
Oh, those are not my favorites.
No, nobody's.
No, but that's to get rid of the toxins, right?
Yeah.
That's what that does.
Yeah, you don't ever want to stop. Like, if you have, sometimes, like, we'll have people call in to the office and be like, oh, I have diarrhea and I need to stop that. Can you send me in some medication? Well, like, if you're sick, you need to, like, let it go.
Now, see, here's what I've always thought. Because clearly nobody likes to have it come out the top half. So why can't it always come out the bottom?
Well, I don't know. It just must stop somewhere in your GI tract. Like, whoop, I'm going to stop right here and then it comes up that way.
Oh, because that's unpleasant.
Yeah. Vomiting is the worst. I will do anything and everything to not vomit.
But you just said you should. You have to. You must.
I know, but I mean, you can't help it if you have to vomit, but I just won't move. I just stay there. Like, don't move. Because you know the minute you move, like, you're in trouble.
Is that what causes it?
Yeah, if you move.
Movement?
Yeah. You know, if you're sick and if you're laying down, like, on the couch or something, and you're like, oh, I feel like I'm going to get sick, and then you just lay there because you're like, oh, if I move, I'm going to get sick.
Does it go? Has this worked for you? If you lay there long enough, it goes away?
Well, probably not, because you eventually move, and then you get sick.
And then you go. I usually just try to get to the restroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My bedroom is upstairs, so my bathroom's downstairs, so I guess if I was really sick, I'd stay on the couch.
You know, when that's all going on, you just pray to sleep. Mm-hmm. Because every hour and a half, you're waking up.
Ugh.
And you get, it's the weirdest, this is such a conversation to have, but it's, everybody knows about it. It's the weirdest thing because when it happens, you like get this euphoria. Because because you're so ill right before it.
And you sweat, ugh.
Right, but then it comes, you know, and right after you feel great. You feel like you're not sick at all. Oh. Everything's out and you feel better and it's over and that pain is gone. And then you start going downhill again.
Right, ugh.
And you repeat that cycle like 4 or 5 times.
Well, let's just hope none of us get that.
No, that's not fun. It's been a long time for me, thank God.
Yeah, I don't ever talk like that because,
paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
I figure if it's happened, you know, you can't prevent it.
I got lots of hand sanitizer.
Does that cause it?
No.
Prevents it.
Prevents getting sick.
Does it? I heard if you over-sanitized, you can kill your antibodies.
Yeah. You could. But, I mean, I only hand sanitize if I'm in the store. Like, when I come out of the store, I do wash my hands a lot, but I work in a place where I need to wash my hands a lot. So.
Why is it the older you get, the less problems like that you have? I've noticed that.
Probably because you build up immunity.
Well, because, like, old people aren't really getting sick like that a whole lot. Now, when you're a kid, you get sick like that all the time.
Right, because you don't have the immunity build up. Just like when kids first start going to preschool, they are sick all the time. I mean, all the time.
But you very rarely ever hear of an elderly person getting nausea.
Right. I mean, I guess it depends. But yeah, they don't get sick like the little kids do.
Or really, even middle-aged people.
Yeah.
They have different illnesses.
Different. Yeah.
But boy, those short-term illnesses. Woo. I'm trying to think if there are some things that aren't fun. But, you know, you get through them. That's life.
You think you're not going to get through them, but you do.
You do think you're not going to get through it. You think this is never going to end. You know, I hate having people around me when I'm sick.
Yeah.
You know, because they're asking questions and they're looking at you and you know you look horrible.
But I think if somebody was probably looking at you and asking you questions, they probably cared enough about you to ask those questions and to be there.
You think?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but they really see, they're seeing you at your worst.
Right.
Especially if you've got nausea. Because you might have to...
run for the bathroom.
Yeah. And you, and when you come out of that, you are not looking... Mm-mm. You're not looking good at all.
Nope. But I'm sure they would, you know, if they're asking questions, they probably care.
The last few times I've been ill, there's been nobody around. And I live alone, so I thought, well, if I drop dead, I drop dead. They'll find me here, hugging the toilet.
Well, I don't know about that.
But I'm not good at calling people when I'm sick.
Yeah. Well, I guess when I'm sick, nobody takes care of me either. Well, my mom would. I mean, she doesn't live with me, but she would come over and take care of me if she needed to, if I was, like, couldn't move.
Well, the only thing I don't like is clearly, like, you can't get up and go to the store. And when you're bedridden because you're ill, you might want some Gatorade. You might want some tea and toast. You might want something like that. Now, that is nice if you don't have to walk and get it yourself. But other than that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll just have to call somebody and be like, hey, I'm just really sick. Can you just come over?
I can't walk 5 feet to the kitchen.
I'm crawling.
Can somebody go get some Gatorade? I need some Gatorade.
You know how men are when they get colds.
How are they?
Like when women are when they get colds.
No, I don't know. How are they?
Different.
How's that?
A lot different.
Well, do tell.
I mean, women a lot of times still get up and do all their chores, still do laundry and take the dogs out and still do this and that, and even though they're sick. But, like, I don't know, a lot of times men act like they're dying.
Now, what if they were?
They're not.
So what do you think the difference is?
I think just a lot of women have been through more, so they're a little bit tougher.
Like childbirth?
Right. Yeah.
Once you go through that...
Everything's easy peasy.
Yeah. Is it really that painful? Some people say it's not.
I did not have any epidurals or anything.
So it was natural?
Yep. I had 2 natural births.
And how long did it take?
Well, let's see. I mean, Brandon, gosh, I was really sick, though. Like, with Brandon, I had something called HELLP syndrome, which was really bad. And they left me there for, like, 3 days in the delivery room. And I couldn't even see him. That was a mess. But he was only 3 pounds, so he just kind of came out. But, I mean, it was painful. Like, I mean, as far as, like the cramping of your stomach. But he was little, so he kind of just, he came out pretty easy. And then Natalie was twice his size. Like, he was 3 pounds, she was 6 pounds. So she was much bigger than him. And it was, I don't know, it was painful. I mean, I think actually the worst part was after you give birth and they push on your stomach to, like, get all that stuff out. That was the worst.
This is like the doctors tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 13th show.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
Medical program. Well, don't forget you can get your COVID test tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Center Street Community Health Center. Right here on Center Street. Pull around out back. Apparently, if you have any symptoms at all of any illness, get tested for free. And you'll be better off.
Or if you don't have any symptoms and you just want tested, go get tested.
And within 3 to 5 days, you'll know something.
Right. good for anybody.
Aren't you half over it, though, by then?
Probably. That's why it's kind of pointless to get tested. I mean, if unless you're, like, having, like, severe shortness of breath and going to the hospital, treatment's not going to be any different. You're just going to quarantine.
Take some Tylenol, drink some orange juice, and lay around the house.
Yep.
That's what you need. Unless you can't breathe, then go to the hospital.
Right.
And go quick. Right. Don't wait around.
Call 911 if you need to.
You'll regret it. Go to the hospital. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And impressed with your professional enthusiasm and you're doing what